Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to How To Tuesday for this week. This week, we're taking some Instagram questions, and one of them that I thought was kind of interesting was Spooky Skiff, at Spooky Skiff on Instagram. He asked, this is exactly what he says, how to solo flats fishing setup. So what I think that means is, how would you get your boat set up if you were going to go out there and try to fish the flats by yourself? Okay, so I got a couple of pieces of information and advice for you here. I used to fish by myself on my skiff all the time, and this was pre-power pole and pre-trolling motor on the bow. So no trolling motor, no power pole. Going fishing by yourself is tricky, to say the least, and I will tell you how I did it and how I suggest you do it. But let's talk about something different right now. What if you plan on fishing by yourself all the time, and that's what you're going to do? Well, the deal is that you can set your boat up with modern technology and some of the tools that we have. You can set your boat up to really, really help you to be able to have great success. And remote control trolling motors have come a long way. We use the MotorGuide XI5. You have a trolling motor remote control around your neck, and you can be anywhere in the boat, and you can guide the trolling motor. That is great. You can now go where you want to go while you're standing on the bow of your boat or on the tower, wherever you can. You don't have to be next to the trolling motor to navigate your boat. That's great. But what happens is that you find fish, they're in front of you, and even if you turn the trolling motor off, you're still drifting towards those fish. And that is why it is so incredibly important to have some way of stopping the boat. And there is no better way than the power pole for fishing by yourself. I mean, in the old days, you used to slip an anchor off the side. Now you have to go, you know, 6-8 feet away from that anchor before the anchor line comes tight. And then, you know, it's going to drag along the bottom. It might spook the fish in front of you. That wasn't very effective. That was one of the reasons why the power pole became an actual product, because there was a need for it. You're out there fishing by yourself. You want to stop the boat, and or maybe the bottom's too hard to stake out. You can remote control. You can push the button. The power pole goes down, and it will stop you. That, in my opinion, is even more important than a trolling motor to push you along. You can pole, no problem. But the problem comes in, how do you stop? And the power pole and the trolling motor can have your skiff set up to where you can absolutely fish by yourself very, very effectively. So that's the first tip. If you have the money, if you have the desire, if you are going to fish by yourself, invest in the things that will make it much, much, much easier for you. That's power pole and trolling motor, bow mount trolling motor. If you have a skiff, and most of the time you're either going to be a fishing guide or you're going to take friends, relatives, your wife, your son, your friend, whoever, you're going to have somebody on the boat with you. They are going to be standing on the bow for the most part, and you're going to be in the back. Or you have somebody where you're handing off. You know, I'll pole for a little bit. You take a couple shots. Now you pole for a little bit. That's great. But if you have a situation like that and a boat that's set up like that to where you have no trolling motor, you may have a power pole. Let's just say you don't. You don't have a power pole, don't have a trolling motor. Old school, like we used to do it. You need to do two things. You need to be able to pole quietly to the fish, and then you also need to be able to stop the boat. And if you're going to be fly fishing, you can imagine that now you're poling the boat, you see the fish, you put the pole between your legs, or you're trying to stake out. You do stake out, you manage to get down off the tower, you walk quietly to the bow, and the fish have either moved or they've spooked or something has happened. The wind blows you a little bit off. Now it's the cast is too far. I've seen it all, and it's very, very frustrating. The other thing that happens when you are fishing single is you've paid a lot of money to have a skiff that is quiet, and the skiff is designed to have someone on the bow. So when you don't have someone on the bow rides real high. And even on the nicest flats boats, you're getting hull slap because it's not riding the way that it was designed to ride. So one of the things that we used to do is we used to put a cooler on the bow and we used to fill it with seawater. And if you have a 65 Yeti or something like that, and you fill that with buckets of salt water from the ocean, all of a sudden that will weigh at least as much as a person. And it'll make the bow ride lower. So that's definitely a good tip. I find it hard to fly fish off the tower. A lot of people do it, but if you're going to try to fly fish off the tower, I strongly suggest some sort of a line basket, a line tamer, some sort of a place where your fly line is going to live and it's going to sit down there. So it's not getting all around the motor. It's not blowing in the water. It's not getting around your trim tabs where you can just pick it up and you can make a cast from the tower. Now, the trick is getting it back into the bucket. Now, some people have a big enough poling tower that they can put that bucket right up on the tower with them and strip the line back into the bucket. That would be fantastic if you can do that. But a lot of times, you're dealing with a whole bunch of things. You're trying to stop the boat. You're trying to stake out. And you're trying to grab a fly rod and fish. So a lot of people find it's easier to spin fish. You can take the spinning rod. The way that I do it, I pole off of my right-hand side for the most part. 90% of the time, I'm poling on my right-hand side. So I'll take the spinning rod, and I'll take the butt of the spinning rod, and I'll stick it down my pants, under my belt, down my pants, and have the rod going out to my left side. So now, if I see a fish, I'm poling like this. I step over the pole with my right leg, and now I have the pole between my legs. If I have a power pole, I can stop it with the remote control and I can reach over to my left. I can pick the rod up and I can make a cast. And that has been the most effective way for me to fish by myself. That is, of course, if I have a cooler full of seawater on the bow, makes a really, really big difference. A really big difference. Getting that weight forward. It brings the bow down so the boat is acting no matter what kind of boat you have. If it's a technical poling skiff, you can get that boat down to a way that it's supposed to ride. It's designed for somebody on the bow. So put that weight up on the bow. That makes a huge difference. I think if I were going to invest in the first piece of equipment I would invest in if I was planning on fishing by myself, some or at all, would be the power pole. I think it's probably more important to be able to stop quickly than it is to be able to navigate wherever you go and not be able to stop or to have to anchor or have to put your push pole into the ground. That's pretty tricky. If you are going to go that route, make sure that you have a way that when you stake out, you can tie off to it very quickly. So you want a tie off rope onto your tower, or you want one of the clips that you can put in there. But those things, man, they are not secure like a rope. So have that rope and have it to where you can easily loop it over the end of the push pole, and there you go. But all that takes time. All that takes time. You have to take your eyes off the fish. You have to do all kinds of things that make it more difficult to catch that fish. So power pole is the first thing I would invest in. And then if you enjoy fishing by yourself and you're going to do it more, you pair that power pole with a trolling motor and you're going to be able to fish much, much, much more effectively by yourself. So there's a couple tips about fishing by yourself. I feel for you, man. It's tough. I love fishing by myself, and that is really fun. There's maybe nothing more rewarding than going out there and finding the fish and catching it all by yourself, but it comes with its share of problems and challenges. And, you know, if you've done much fishing by yourself in a skiff, you understand what I'm talking about. If you haven't, get ready, because those challenges and frustrations are going to come to you. But on the same token, or on the other side of the coin, the reward is much greater when you do it all by yourself. So, you know, whatever. Get out there any way you can. But those are my tips about how you can set your boat up a little bit better to fish by yourself, invest in the right equipment, or at least get it set up to where it's going to be as effortless as possible to stop the boat and then make that cast. All right, that's How To Tuesday for today. I appreciate the questions on Instagram. You can always find me, Tom_Roland, on Instagram. And if you like this podcast, you got something out of it, please share it with somebody that you know that might also get something out of it. And if you want to do a favor for the podcast, you could go and rate and review it on iTunes. That goes a long way. So thanks for that today, and we will see you next week.
Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude.
Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.
Through the Blackwater bayous and in the dark Louisiana night floats a duck camp, alive with the sounds of swamp pop and the smells of Cajun cooking. From the Mississippi Delta in Venice to the Cajun prairies of the Southwest, me and the Duck Camp Dinner's crew will be hunting and eating it all.
This is Duck Camp Dinner.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.